President Trump has been spending some time on the phone to Asia recently, including calls with the Prime Minister of Japan and the President of China. The White House has not provided many details, but media in Japan and China have had a bit more to say on the topic. The call with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe lasted about half an hour, according to Japanese media. Abe said he told the president that Japan's government appreciates his words and actions that show all options are on the table. Abe also mentioned that two Japanese destroyers have headed out of Sasebo Naval Base en route to join the U.S. aircraft carrier Carl Vinson. As for China, the White House said the two leaders reaffirmed the urgency of the threat posed by North Korea's missile and nuclear programs. The South China Morning Post made the point that President Xi Jinping urged restraint, but did not add his customary phrase about solving the issue peacefully. One key to watch in coming days is what, if anything, China does with fuel supplies to North Korea. China's state-run Global Times says oil exports to North Korea might be dramatically decreased if North Korea shows any provocation. South Korea's Joe Nilbo reports gasoline supplies in North Korea are already experiencing shortages. With the Asia Minute, Bill Dorman, Hawaii Public Radio.